Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 5th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kips Dube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about fuel price increases in Zimbabwe.
And to join our discussion, you can phone us directly right now at 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can catch us at www.voazimbabwe.com and www.voashona.com and Fondebele, www.voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about fuel price increases in Zimbabwe and its impact on local people.
The Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority increased the price of petrol and diesel by up to 29% on Saturday after Finance Minister Ntuli Ncube raised import tax on fuel last week.
According to the Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority, petrol now costs $9.01 Zimbabwe dollars from $7.55. Diesel costs $9.06 Zimbabwe dollars.
And to date, fuel prices have been increased four times since June by more than 500% this year due to the sliding local currency.
Prices of basic commodities and services have more than doubled since June when the government renamed the RTGS currency as the Zimbabwe dollar, which has been sliding in value amid widespread shortages, including power, fuel, and the United States dollars.
And most people are now struggling to make ends meet while the government says it is fixing the ailing economy.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we are live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona.
So joining the conversation right now on all our Facebook platforms, and would like to also hear from you, our followers, both on radio and on Facebook, on what you think about what is happening to the economy.
Kuzobuya ke idiesel $9.06. Wakutsho ukuthi idiesel isidula okudlula ke ipetrol. So ke sikhuluma ke lentengo yempahla etshiyeneyo kanye yakhuphuka silo kumangalisayo. Lokhu kuzokwenza ukuthi abantu bakhale ngokuthi elizweni leZimbabwe abasenelisi ukuthi baziphilise ngemfanelo. Kusukela nje ngoJune kukhanya ngazani ke ifuel isikhuphuke kunye okumangalisayo, amafutha ezimota angane abiza kunye okumangalisayo. So ke kunjalo ke mavulasi.
Kune avo vachango va kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokukwazisai nhasi pa Live Talk tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika panguva iyo mitengo yemafuta ekufambisa akadai sepeturu nedizu iri kuramba ichikwira. Tinonzwa isu kuti nemusi weSaturday kana kuti Mugovera takaona isu Ntuli Ncube kana kuti Regulatory Authority ichiti iyo yakwanisa iyo kunge ichikwidza mutengo wemafuta. Saka ndozvatiri kutarisa ipo pano, uyezve pari zvino tiri kunzwa kuti mafuta ekufambisa edizu ava kutodhura kukunda epetrol. Mafuta epetrol ari kusvitswa iwo pa $9.01, diesel richiita iro $9.06. Saka pindai muchirongwa mutiudze kuti kwenyu kwamuri ikoko kwakamira sei panyaya iyoyi yemafuta, uyezve kana muri kuenda kuzvitoro zvinhu zvichiri kunge zviri kuramba zvichikwira here, tichiona kuti mutengo wemafuta ekufambisa watanga iwo kuramba uchikwira. Uyezve hurumende inonzi iyo yawanikwa ichikwidza mutengo wemafuta by 500%, zvinoreva kuti yakakwidza mutengo uyu kana iro gore rino iri. Saka ndozvatiri kutarisa ipo pano kuti pindai muchirongwa mutiudzewo kwamuri uyezve kuti kwakamira sei panyaya yemafuta iwaya ekufambisa. Ari kuwanikwa here kwamuri ikoko? Muri kuawana here pamagaraji kwamunenge maenda? Uyezve pindai muchirongwa, kana mapindai muchirongwa monyora sa renyu uyezve nenhamba dzenyu. Makaisa zvakare macode numbers enyu kuti mupinde muchirongwa, Gibbs.
At the same time, Marvelous, there is a statement that has been sent out by President Emmerson Mnangagwa, indicating that former president Robert Mugabe has been in Singapore for the past couple of months because he's not feeling well. So he's assuring the nation that he's recovering well, but at the same time he's saying people should pray for him. So he went there for a checkup and kanyanzana kunjalo zulukandaba. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi abantu kumele bakhulekele umongameli owaye umongameli uMnumzana Robert Mugabe. Uthi kezwa kuhle lokhu wahamba khona ngale eSingapore ngo-April. Kodwa ke uthi ke hayi amadokotela amgangela abona ngani sengconywana uyaphenduka kweleZimbabwe.
Nauza tukupa kutambira kune awo vakati erera ndetse kuti pane zvinyorwa zvabva kuhofisi yemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vachitaura ivo kuti vaimbova mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe pari zvino vari kunzwa havo zvakanaka uyezve vanga vari kunzi kwenyika kuSingapore uko vari kuenderera mberi vachirapwa vari kuti ivo veruzhinji mupinde pamunamato muchinamatira vaMugabe sezvo kunyangwe zvavo vari kunaya. Gibbs, what I'm not understanding, is he saying the former president is still in Singapore?
He's still in Singapore. He went there early April, and is recovering. He sent a delegation to Singapore, to go and check him up, and he's saying he's actually recovering. Maybe he should be back home as soon as possible. He's still there.
Aiwa, tichiwezera panyaya tatu kutaura kuti zvirikunzi izvo navaMnangagwa vakatumira ivo nhumwa kuSingapore kuti vaende kunoona kuti vaMugabe vari kunzwa sei uyezve vari kuti hanzi vaMugabe vanaya ndijana asi vachiri kuda munamato saka vari kukurudzira ruzhinji munyika kuti hanzi pindai pamabvi murambe muchinamatira vaimbova mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe. Mazwi aya anyorwa iona vaEmmerson Mnangagwa muzvinyorwa zvavanyora nhasi.
So I think we've got our first guest, if we have to go back to our topic of the day, and I think this is Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya is an economic commentator based in Harare. Mr. Ngwenya, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. And I don't intend to pray for Mugabe, so I rather pray for Kukura and the victims.
So anyway, people have options, but we hope for the best for the old man. Anyway, so now, Mr. Ngwenya, the fuel price increases have been going on since June, or maybe since January this year when there were protests. Right. Still remember? So what is going on really?
This is the way this criminal junta is very heartless and no conscience. We are told that Bill Rautenbach, who owns Green Fuels, invested millions and millions of dollars in to try to lessen the burden by blending the local imported fuel with his ethanol. So I do not understand why there is a need to keep on increasing the price of fuel rather than increasing the proportion of the blending. So how does the local content, how does the green fuel content in the whole matrix of fuel operate if there is this, an increase? Why? Because the whole value chain of fuel is maintained on a US dollar. So if you are selling at a pump price of less than the market rate, which is about 9 to 10 RTGS per US dollar, you cannot raise enough money to import fuel. So this Emmerson, 2 months ago, he misrepresented to the nation that the Reserve Bank is going to be allocating money to fuel importers. So what is happening with that money is because the keys are not going away. So it means that the zero is trying to chase the US dollar so that the replacement value is based on the market rate of the US dollar.
Vangwenya tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu. Mombotipawo maonero enyu. Tiri kuona kuti vazhinji vari kuchema chema vachiti ivo peturu nedhiziri zviri kuramba zvichikwira munyika, uyezve zvinorevawo kuti mitengo yezvinhu iri kuramba ichikwira. Zvinorevei izvi kana kuti sei zviri kuramba zvichidaro?
Munoziva vateereri, chitsotsi chagara chiriko ndechekuti avosahwira vedu vanonzi Bill Rautenbach vane Green Fuel Company kuchiredzi vainzizvo vakapinza mari dzakawanda kuita kuti varime nzimbe kuti nzimbe iyaiya ishandiswe kuti yowedzera atina local content kuti kana chi fuel kana chi tirwa munyika wo isawo mutoe nzimbe kuti tisanina ku kurwadziwa nekubvisa neku pinda petro asimusha kuti kana muto wacho nzimbe chinzi uri kuitwa mu mafuta acho kose mafuta acho ari kungoramba chikwira ichireva kuti pane pagara pane chito chiripo nokuti fuel yedu ino kontrola ne kate vanhu vashoma shoma vatarisana vaviri ende uyezve mutungamiri wereserve bank vamangudya vakativo vachapa vano unza mafuta mari yekunge vachiunza mafuta saka chinowanisa nechekuti nekuti hatina mari yekunze kwenyika madola aya atinotenga papump price ataitenga nefuel ye$5 haakwani kutenga lita rimwe chete saka tiripo ndechekuti vakakwidza kusvika ku10 kana ku12 vachazowana manje kuti vapi munhu anonge achiunza petro okwanisa kutenga dora intermarket interbank rate saka fuel yacho iri kutodhingirirana nemutengo wedora musvika mutema.
Aiwa mombobata makadaro vangwenya Gibbs.
Ye nxa sikangela vangwenya sibona kuti umthelo wona lo we intengo yamafuta petrol le diesel iloku ikhuphuka vele ongapheliyo kodwa abantu batho ukuthi kuhambelana phela lokhu le intermarket rates lezi ezikhona kambe vele kumele ukuthi nxa ukhuphula intengo yepetrol usebenzise khona kukhonoko kumbe kulokunye njalo kumele ukhangele.
Hayi nxa vele ubugqibi bakhona babevele khona ukuthi sitshele ukuthi ipetrol ithengwa ngama nemali yangaphandle ama-US dollar kodwa ukuze uzize idola lakhona wena ufanele ukhiphe i-9 i-$10 nanxa ngifika lapho esikotshweni ngisana sesepetro ngikhipha i-$5 ngi-6 ngithi umuntu vele engithenga kuye akakwanisi ukuthi ayethenga ifike lakhona ngoba uyabe sefanele ayekhipha i-10 kumbe i-$12 eduleni lilodwa so ugoni umnyamangu nje u-reserve bank kaven wayethe khona uzobanikeza imali yangaphandle kwelizwe nge-1-to-1 kodwa akwenzi ngoba i-interbank rate isikhwelile siku-8-9 so sokuqakathekile ukuthi bakhweze intengo wodwa phela antsho kulojahalo wani othi angubhili i-retenbak osecherezi olima imfe esithi yena umsobho wakhona ufanele ufakwe kupetro kwenzela ukuthi singabi lenkinga yokubhadala imali ephezulu kodwa asaboni manje ukuthi umsobho wakhonisebenzana amatsotsi kushutho machuma amatsotsi amaningi azama ukuthi akhame uze lezinto ukuthi bazise imali eningi.
Ye kodwa ke siyabona ukuthi konoko womhluzi lo wemfe nxa sugangela kwabo waba le Jack Trooper into ezinjalo kwacina kudilika so lakho lokhu akudilika ngayo
akudilika ngoba vele imitshina yakho neindlela imitshina omhluzi wemfe lana uvele ukhona lo usithi wazile esebenzisa indlela yakhona lobe South Africa eBrazil i-technology yakhona vele yi-intsha okuhluphayo ukuthi umsobho wakhona umhluzi wakhona uthengiswa ngemali ephezulu so loka kungazihlanganisele mafutha la avela ngaphandle kwelizwe imali yakhona vele kayintshintshi ngoba i-petrol le ithengiswa ngabantu abalutshwane i-cartel so bona vele phakathi kwabo bebathathu bona abantu wakhona bavele bahlale phansi base bathi khona imali kayenzi imali eningi lapha akudingi ikhethi ukuthi yedlule iphethe yezambia sathi ikhethi ngisimfizi wakhona sithi kube ukugqilile kugele ngokukhona lapha futhi.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. So he's talking about the ethanol project in Chiretsi, even maybe in Manicaland. So he's saying that he's wondering why there is no blending of ethanol with the petrol. So he says there's something that is not going right.
Yeah, correct. Let's take a look at what aha tangoti nemakolas ari panhare tangata kuda kuverenga kunemi vari paFacebook asi tombomira rige itende kuna kola. Hello, kola. Hello.
Hello.
Ehe, tukutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Oh, mukutaura na Matongo ndiri kuno South Africa.
Taura itinzwe vaMatongo. Kwakadii South Africa?
Aiwa, tirikungozama zama.
Taura itinzwe.
Aiwa, nawe kukwira kwemutengo iyi ndiri kundotishaisa mufaro nekuti inobva yangoita kuti zvese zvinobva zvangoma munyika. Hapana chino nekuti zvinhu zvese zvinobva zvakokwira. Dai zvaibvira vakuru venyika vangondwana navo zvino zvingoitika vanhu tiwane mufaro wedu kana tukatakambura
saka dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nawe vakuru venyika vamaiti chii
dai ndaiwana mukana wekuti titaure navo ndaiti ndaivakurudzira kuti vanzwisisane tibatane semhuri yezimbabwe timboisa makaka kusawirana pasaiti tongoita chinhu chimwe chete sevana vezimbabwe
tinoona
kuti tinogona kubudirisa
aiwa tinokutenda chaizvo muve nezuva rakanaka mukoma our caller is asking for the leaders I think he's calling for the leader of the opposition to now join hands with the leader of the country, Emmerson Mnangagwa, saying those two, him and Chamisa, should join hands forget about their differences and, you know, sit on the drawing board and come up with a plan because he says people have suffered enough.
Right. Let's go back to Mr. Ngwenya. So, Mr. Ngwenya, you see that due to the fuel price increases, you know, people have to pay about $3 a trip in terms of commuters, you know, when you are using combis. But when you are using Zupcos, you have to pay about 50 cents. So tell us a bit about this.
Right. You know, the tragedy of government subsidies in public transport is well documented. But you find that this is why there have been generations and generations of Zupcos coming into this country from China, from Belarus, from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And after they run their life, you know, their new life of the engine, they cannot maintain it. Because if you are going to be paying 50 cents, you are not. It's not even one hundredth of the cost of a liter. So the money that is being poured into these fuel subsidies. This is why even the private fuel market does not have fuel, because the government has to pour millions of liters into this Zupco subsidy.
Mm-hmm.
It's temporary relief, because eventually nobody in Zupco or the government will be able to maintain those buses, because they are not accumulating any savings to maintain the buses. So it's just but a temporary relief, and before we know it, 3-4 months down the line, when these buses cannot be maintained, we'll be back to square one.
Mm-hmm.
So it was necessary for this government to be more reasonable, to say if the general combi price is about $4 or $5, they charge half, which is $2.50. I don't think Zimbabwe would have complained. So what they are doing now is they are setting themselves for failure,
mm-hmm.
because they won't be able to maintain those buses in the medium term.
Yeah, thank you so much. And stay on the lines. Dr. Sloba will not spend it. Come on, Baba Spanda, unachonanja. Baba not spanda kunjani?
Siyaphila baba njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Sikhulume ngakhona ukuke amafuta ezimota akhuphuka ongapheliyo kwele Zimbabwe. Kambona thini ngakhona?
Hey, into le izisukutsunga kakhulu manje ngoba amafuta siyakhangela ngendlela akhuphuka akhona, akhuphuka okungaphezulu kwamandla ethu sinabantu. And engikunanzelelayo ukuthi ipetroli yasekhaya kayithengwa out of country, ive liyatholakala lapha. So ukuthi wayi kumele ikhuphuke kangaka ayinto yakhona isisuhlungu.
Ipetrol ithengwa kwamanye amazwe, so ke kumele kudingakala idola phela ukuthi iyethengwa emazweni lawo. So ngoba ilizwe leZimbabwe kalila mgodi yokwemba kumbe ngithi yokuthi kuqongozela ipetrolo. Yeah, so ikona kungani kuyahlupha. So xa ukuthi besesimali
imali yakwamanye amazwe akusamele angithenge laphana ekhaya, ekubeni layona ekhaya eliyona bhondi lelo lingatholakali futhi.
So ubona ngani kumele kwenziweni manje?
Yebo ba,
kumele kwenziweni futhi.
Ngokubona kwami ukuthi kusuka kube thina abantu siyakhulu, thina abantu besindebele sisuka sibulawe yibugwala ngokuthi sizimele noma silwele into engeyethu, especially emathebeleleni laphana. Kube siyalwela ukuthi lathi kube khona owakithi ophathayo, ngoba uma ngithi ngiyabheka mina, yabona ngikhuluma kumanje namhlanje angila lapho engihlala khona, la engakhe khona ama-resettlement kwasiyaqhotshwa kusele endaweni ezazingamapulazi.
So wonke lokana kuye line leyo abantu bayivotele izani kukhethele izilo leyo. Ngizibuza ukuthi ngobani abavotela izani sevuka sikhulunyezwa okungaka. Kube kuthiwa kukhona wakithi esintwini ophatha laphana kube uya understand ama sikhuluma ngale indaba yokukhuphuka kwezinto esikhuluma ngakho.
Kodwa
kudala ukuthi sicale thina abantu besintwini sibe lesibindi sokukhetho kwethu ozosimele kuyokhalaza kuye asizwele a-understand akwazi ukuthi akumele lokhuyana akulungise ngoba ngaze sikhale kunje sithi kumbe kwenze so kukhuphu kwekhe kwenze so ngeke sibakhone labana abantu bempumalanga.
Hayi siyabonga.
Ngeke sibakhone kalula.
Sibonga kakhulu ke baba Sibanda ungadini lakusasa. Yeah, so Mr. Lotuswanda says the bottom line is elections.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are electing wrong people, then don't expect them to give you anything. So he says elect your own guy. He's going to represent you well. Mm-hmm. Then you end up having good prizes and all those kind of things. So I'm told we've got a caller on the line. I guess it's just slow.
Hello.
Oh, we've got Mr. Joseph Chuma.
Mm-hmm.
That's our second guest. He's a former member of parliament for Pelandaba Mpopoma. Mr. Chuma, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. How are you?
Oh, very fine. How are things there?
No, we are struggling along.
Yes, so I think we can pose a question now.
Maybe let me come back to... in fact, let me first say hello to our Facebook followers, and I'll come back to you, Mr. Chuma. Since mapa na ripanap. Tina Courage Mutobaya na Yitop Feni Darguti. I'm watching you from South African Rikuno Kuwit Bank. Simangaliso Arguti Hai Tino Tenda Mazinda and Maswera Seiko Murie Zimbabwe and Rukukona Jangu Drikuno ku Cape Town. I watinok chinga mize kwakadiko Cape Town uko Tino Tenda Mzinda and please call me Fungai Nyama Pokoto. Arguti Makadini Rukukufonira and Riku Zimbabwe, please call me Fungai Tshaiza Kukufonira Mbonzikoti kwa kadiko kumusha uko kuzimbabwe moge ni ya mataka arguti maskwera seiko murie Zimbabwe. I'm watching you from Cape Town. Cape Town doi nenge ilikutonga ipo panapa. Clinton Guta Aripano Alfred Kamunjomanza. I'm watching you from Cape Town again. Thanks for updating us every day about the situation in Zimbabwe. Vatipa numbers like Courtney Mepi Courtney Anzi. Varukuchiwa vasikufara ne battle ruri kutonga parizvino anzi hamina kuti vane vanhu vakavavotera here. Regained vandaenda manje kuna vachuma. Mr. Chuma, there are a lot of people complaining about the escalating prices of fuel, especially in the past few days, and they are actually blaming the ruling party, saying that, you know, they are not doing enough to help the situation in the country. What's your take?
Well, it's a very simple matter, madam. We have moved away from the American dollar, and we've now gone into our own currency, our own money. And therefore, if you notice, the prices of fuel and many other goods have been pegged using the United States dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we've moved to the Zim dollar, definitely we must expect that the prices will begin to align to the rate, the prevailing rate of the Zim dollar versus the American dollar. So this is something that was expected to happen. And while it was happening, the only unfortunate thing in this whole game plan here is that business employers are busy adjusting their prices according to the rate, the current rate that will be prevailing, to the goods and services that they offer, but they are not doing the same with the salaries. I'll give you an example. If say somebody was buying a bottle of cooking oil for say $2,
mm-hmm.
and now it's going for $20 because they've adjusted it from the $2 US dollar to the $20 Zim dollar. It means that there's a times ten adjustment to that price. Why is an NTM hyper Zimbabwe not doing the same thing to the operator salary, which is probably $300? So now why don't they multiply it again as well by 10 and make it $3,000? Because if she begins to earn $3,000, it will now not be an issue when they buy cooking oil for $20 because the money is adjusted accordingly. But here we have a situation whereby goods and services going up and keep on going up according to the prevailing rate of the arrears to the Zim dollar, but the same is not applying to our salaries. And this is where that gap is, and this is where everybody now feels the pinch and start crying loud. So what is supposed to happen now is that employers in the business world must now start adjusting salaries of its workers, removing from that US dollar component to the Zim dollar component, and they must use that in the bank rate. And once we do that, we will begin to feel, I mean, a bit of relief, and there'll be no too much crying like we're actually experiencing right now. Because if you look at it, when fuel is said to be $9 right now, it's almost equivalent to what? To about a dollar. US, I mean, $1 US dollar, right? So in real terms, in real talk, it's not expensive. But because we have not adjusted the earnings of people, that is why people think that it is expensive. But if you compare it, look even in South Africa, I think the rand is 114 to, US dollar. Look at how much the FPM is. It's around 13-14 to 17 rand per liter. That is realistic. And then this makes it easy for even anyone who wants to import that fuel to be able to do so, because they know that when they come and sell it, they recoup the proper value of money, which makes business sense for them to be in that business of importing the fuel. And then we'll begin to have even less stress, and these shortages and the fuel queue will begin to be a thing of the past if we live in reality. Populism will not help us here. We need to be here. Let's all take the adjustment. We are adjusting prices as businesses, but why not adjusting wages for your employees? So that is one to one.
Please hold on. We have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hey,
caller. What did you say? Thomas
Mdalan, South Africa. Vakatora mavhiki anokwana kuita 3 weeks veitadza kurapwa dokota unouya kamwe chete pamutare. Asi chiri kundinesa vana president vakarwara kazwa kuti vamugabe vari kuSingapore. Ndege dzavanoenda nadzo ndozvazvi ndege yakakura ine mapacities akawandisa. Vamwe vari kuiswa kuIndia. Hazviitiwo here kuti vaya kuenda nendege yavo yavatorowo vamwe varombo vondorapwawo navo sevanhu avo vapfumi vanongosiyawo havagari pedyo navo mundege macho vanogarawo masiti ari sure sure kuti kungopotawo vechitapudza havo pazindege rese riya kuti ritakure munhu wani kana kuti vanhu kuu makorokota vondogara mumahotera hazviiti here ndaida kuti mundibvunzirewo kuvanhu vezano PF kana kuti vangandishandira here vachiri manzi nevamwe varipo ndege dzavo idzi hadziiti here kutakura varombo kuti vandoraramawo dani kuti kurarame vanhu vaviri vachiendwa vari korapwa kuIndia vari kurapwa muno musouth africa veienda nendege vamugabe vari kuSingapore nendege ari one but varombo vari kubvere kufa vana vedu vari kubvere kufa.
Aiwa, vamuda vanhu regai tibvunze varipo panapa
vachuma.
Mr. Chuma, I don't know if you understand Shona. Maybe I can translate for you.
Yes,
Mr. Chuma. Munotaura kamanzwa vamuda vanhu varipo apa vada kunzwa hanzi. Kondege izi dzatinonzwa kuti dziri kutakura vakuru venyika, tanzwa izvezvi mutungamiri wenyika vati vamugabe vari kuSingapore kwavari kurapwa uyezve kubvira April. Saka vari kuti hadzigonewo here kutakurawo vamwe vasingawani sehama yavo yakakuvara. Pindurai tinzwe.
Ndavanzwa chaizvo vakuru vanga vechibvunza. Unfortunately, being in the Rumende, Nukamba, Kuru, the Kamba Shay. A teacher, Nanja, Bungo, Uyambiran, in the Chokuti, a president, Lady Wamangago, since one of the Varbias of Gazania, a monocuti, Kanama, Katera, my newspaper, my Zora, that's what I last did. But I want to be president, the Sitambira, the United States. Arab Emirates ugo vauya nemishina iri kuzvipatara vakauya nezvimwe zvinhu mapirizi nezvinhu zvakadaidai kuti tiedze kuti titange kugadzirisa kuti zvipatara zvedu panapa zviite zvipatara zvekutoti unogona iye president yavo anogona kunopinda vakarapa ikoko kana unobuda itibikanina your choice but we want to get mafacilities edu aya kuti ashande futi zvakare mazo kutira kuti vanhu vasabe kubira panze. Saka this is the drive that is happening and I am glad kuti United Arab Emirates yanyato tigashira chaizvo after president vakaenda ikoko kunobuda pay state visit kwavo kwakutanga kubhadhara mazvo nekuti they are coming, they are even contemplating kuti vanzi vachavhura a plant here in Zimbabwe, you know, Zimbabwe. Equipment at the end of the day, I'm sure let's give it a year or two. It's actually about point of which to make Southern Botala, Zana India, Zana Singapore, Zana South Africa, pay that we have, but we're going to do Gonza, Maraz, when I'm going to be, when I'm going to be, when I'm going to be, when I'm going to be,
aiwa tinotenda vamuda vanhu vamene kana muchiripo maguswa here nezvataurwa navachuma
ndiri kunzwa handina kugutsikana chandisina kugutsikana ndepekuti hapasi kujekeswa kuti ndege iyi hapana wene spesi zvokuti varombo zvokuti mishonga ichatengwa inotengwa kunenge kwasa vanhu vangani varombo painouya mishonga iyo vanhu vari kufa everyday kuparire nyatwa kugomo kumpilo hospitari vanenge vasa vangani kungoisawo vashoma kuti vandoraramawo.
Aiwa tazvinzwa.
Varombo vandoraramawo vaya vanovhota varombo tisinovhota tichitovhotera ivo vapfumi vava kungovaisawo mundege havo vanosiyanisa ndege ndakamboikwirawo nini dzimwe dzakakura dzinotakura vanhu vanosvika kuma200 dzimwe kuma1 something kungotakurawo hako kana kuti 10 passengers dzega.
Aiwa tazvinzwa ndofunga kana
wangu auzonyatsokupindurwa ipapo.
Ehe, aiwa tinokutendai nekuti vachuma vati ivo havasi mutauriri wavamunangagwa kana kuti ofisi yavamunangagwa. Saka ndofungawo ikoko kuofisi yavamunangagwa vakateererwa vachazvinzwa asi tinotenda chaizvo nemubvunzo wamabvunza uyezve tinoshuvira kuti vekumahofisi ikoko vazvinzwa zvamataura muve nezuva rakanaka. Gives yeah. Over to you. We have a caller here who was actually suggesting that because the president sometimes when he's going outside the country has a big plane and he just he just published a press statement saying the former president Robert Mugabe is in Singapore. So is it not possible, especially like when he is going or sending other government officials who are going for treatment outside the country, to also have a few poor people
to hitchhike?
Yes, to maybe take a few seats on the plane because they also want to get well. So he posed the question to Mr. Chuma, who was very graceful and answered him that, you know, he's not the spokesperson for the president, but he, you know.
Very good question, I think. So now, what is we like to Baba Uri Joyce Ngwenya? Baba Ngwenya, ngokuzwa wena lapake u Baba Uchuma ependu labantu sibili nakono kuti nxasika kana munoto uzwe kusutisa hini kuno kwakhuluma ngokuti ama prices ona lawa aizwa kuini kusiya pambili kusiya kona
aya una pela vele uva kuchuma njengomuntu wezano uzazama ukuthi alungisise avale inkonxa evele evuta engavalekiyo ukuthengisela vele ukuthi umbuso wezano okhona kathesi gabakwazi ukuthi inkinga ingaphi, gabakazwisisa ukuthi kanti inkinga ngoba nxa wena uzabe ulokhu kweza intengo yezinto uzacabanga ukuthi laba abavele bezika izimali ezilutshwane baza kwenza njani. Kodwa ngiyazi ukuthi njengoba ngangilalele umango nje ayikhuluma last ukuthi nje emhlanganweni esithi yena ungazi ukuthi ungakweza intengo yezinto sikhweza futhi imiholo yabantu kuba le hyperinflation. So yena uMangudla uzama ukuthi avambe intengo cost of money inflation ukuthi ingakhweli. Yikho vele awusukekwenzakale ukuthi bakhweze imiholo yabantu. Lokhu akukhulumayo ukuthi kuzalungiseka nxa kunjani njani. Idola ivalue njengmanishilo futhi ukuthi ivalue chain yethu vele ikontrolwa lidola. Nxa idola lilokhu lihlupha ukuzuza akula sikhathi besizafika khona ukuthi sizaphumelela ukuthi intengo zihlale ziphansi ngoba asibe asilungisa impahla eZimbabwe. Impahla zonke esizilungisayo zivela ngaphandle kwelizwe. So kuzasala kule pressure kwi-system yethu ukuthi idola libe lilokhu lidula ngaphandle kokuthi kuguqulwe indlela ezenziwa ngazo umbuso ubabo umthulinyo yaloko kweza into ngoba umthothana lezi yesidola lokho kuba bawuchuma hayi yisakuzwa nje vele inhlalo yenza kunye ukukhunywa abantu bezanupiyo.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu. So what Mr. Ngwenya is saying is that you know the shortage of foreign currency is something that is really devastating Zimbabwe's economy. So he says besides the manufacturing sector being down and other things, so which means that at the end of the day there's no production, and when there's no production there's no foreign currency coming in. So ngizokutaka isizulubaba icungweni lapha wathi sizuthi silobani void kunja encungweni.
Yes, kanjani
fast niyaphila nkumalo bani
awuthami izulu ngilana sejona ujona lethe.
Yeah, unjani zulu?
Hayi, ngiyaphila mfowethu.
Yeah, wena ubona njani khona ukuhlela kukhuphuka imtengo yamafutha ezimota ipetrol le diesel lokunye ukuthisa?
Hey, le situation le yasekhaya inzima kakhulu, and fona sengingasho impela isinde esikhulu ngithi it's out of control. Uhulumende ngicabanga ukuthi uprove esidala nje ukuthi wehluleka kuneminyaka neminyaka baphethe, but ayikhona nje into engasihlalunga ngoba manje uma kukhuphuka amafutha kukhuphuka yonke into nje sengasho ngithi okuqala behluleka nje babona ukusebenzisana namanye amazwe angaphandle. Lapho ngicabanga ukuthi ikuba selfishe bazicabangela bona bodwa into eyifana nalezo. So akuna foreign currency engenayo, there's nothing moving nje babona nje bona bazenzela ama-business outside because vele ba-corrupt and stuff. So angiboni mina kuba noshintsho lapha nekhaya, instead of ukuthi kube noshintsho. And manje ngalesi khathi samanje ngicabanga kuyoba wese bayona le mali abayifakile noma singayiboni sinabanye ngoba singaphandle kwamazwe yenza futhi i-situation ibe wese. Le situation yakhona iba nzima, uyakhoza ukuthi kuthina esiphila ngaphandle kwezwe ngiphethoshelo.
So kodwa kuyalungiseka yini konke kolokho okuhluphayo elizweni?
Mina ngicabanga ukuthi thina singabantu yithi singakwazi ukulungisa ngokukhipha lo hulumeni akhona, because now like uma ngifunda nje lapha kungasisandaba nako ngibona ukuthi ngapha endaweni yaselupane lo muntu wezanu bamvotela abantu. So uyabona ukuthi masosenabantu laba abakholelwa ebandleni lezanu p f angiboni ukulungiseka, because the only way to fix this ukuthi kukhishe olwaneleli gambela ukusayo, because ibona abantu ababulalizwe kahle kahle. Manje abantu nabo basekhaya basibulala mani ngokulivotela leli qembu lezanu. Ya, ngicabanga ukuthi manje for now angeke ngisho ukuthi kuyalungiseka or akulungiseki, because ngathi majority of the people they still believe kuzanu p f ukuthi ingalungisa, kodwa they've proven themselves for years and years now ukuthi hayi bona banangindaba nabantu.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ke baba Zulu, ungathina kusasa.
Hayi, ngiyabonga mfakazi.
Siyabonga kakhulu. So Mr. Tam Zulu he is saying the only solution to Zimbabwe's problems is removing the government. So the current government is not doing well, so remove it and that's it. So maybe Juma will react later. Let's take a caller. Let's go to caller.
Hello caller.
Hello Vadi.
Tiri Wadi, tukutora nani uyeshe murikupi?
Nuda nasiwa nasi jeo kiri ku mondoro ngezi.
Kwa kadi iko ku mondoro ngezi?
Aha, kiri uzo kiri kutambura kumo.
Ai wa taura enyu tinswe ku panya e kukira kwe mafuta ni zvimwe kwa kamira se iko uko.
Ya ni ai kukira kwe zinu ya ki shungu za ziku kutatarisa isi kumara mani magade.
Ehe.
Nuda mafuta iko bini kisa. Kaenda kusezi sisi nkwacho mafusa asiku wani. Kwa hono wana kwa mkoto majinga ya nuda ma US dollar. Kutu hono tenga mafusa ne US dollar mwako na kwa na kizi dollar palita. Saka kutu mwafuta ya 10 dollars yu ni nkwacho chinja 100 and something mabon. Kuzona kuti mugadeni macho kuti uchaje munobhadhara remuriro mari inoita $5 $3 vanhu vacho havasi kuwana mari.
Saka munoita sei manje pamira pakadai tichiona kuti muri kuti ndo raramiro yamuri kuita panozofamba sei?
tinotoona kuti zvikaramba zvakadai kusvika muna December tinogona kunge tatobuda zvakare mubusiness much nekuti tisingachikwanisi kuti titenge mafuta acho ekuti tibudise.
Mungatimi makatarisa nguva yamaimboita zvekurima izvi gore rapfuura maibata mari yakaita sei nezvamakuita iye zvino izvi?
Panguva yatanga ichishandisa maus dollars waisarawo uine mari yekuti mhuri irarame kana kutotengawo kambudzi kambudzi kagore, asi iye zvino iri rakatooma. Mari iri kuperera mumunda yozi kuvatarisa bhegi racho izvo zviri kuti utenge fetalize reko da 360 zvichikwira kuti upate kuzozima.
Saka dai maiwana mukana wekutaura nevehurumende maiti chii?
Ndosinga ndakambotaura before indaifungidzira kuti hurumende kwese kwai kuita kutenderera dai vanga vasabvisa mari dzimwe dzose kwasara United States dollar chete munyika zvinhu zvaiita zvakanaka.
Aiwa mashoko makukutu chaizvo, tinokutendai muve nezuva rakanaka.
Aiwa tinotenda.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Mr. Joe, they are saying that he is running a gardening, shall we say, business in Mondorongezi, but he's saying he's really contemplating giving it up because he doesn't have enough money to buy fuel to be able to water his garden. And he's saying at least last year, this time, he was able to charge in U.S. dollars. That meant that he would have a little bit left for his family and also maybe to buy a goat or two, but now there's nothing left. So he's saying the government should revert to the US dollar.
Mr. Chuma, I think you heard the last caller here. You know, he's mentioning a lot of things, and to add on to that, the Zimbabwean government has stopped releasing figures, inflation figures, so meaning that maybe the economy is worse than what people are thinking. So at the end of the day, you know, what is going to happen to this country? Mr. Chuma?
There's one thing that people need or ought to be understand and probably do. You know, even the Bible says there are different seasons. There's a time to buy, there's a time to cry, to be happy. And even in our situation here, people must understand that there's a time for politics and campaigning and elections. And then definitely there must be a time for development. And development knows no political boundary. Development means that everybody thinks of Zimbabwe first and anything else later secondly. So we need now to move away from the political gear that we've engaged so far and now engage the development gear. Once we do that, the beauty of it is that everyone becomes focused on giving Zimbabwe a chance to breathe. And then no one is looking down upon the other for whatever reason, whether be it tribal or partyism or whatever ism can want to creep into people's thinking. So when they now think of saying, what are the best solutions for Zimbabwe? We now have Nelson Chamisa and Emmerson Mnangagwa sitting on the same table and talking development for Zimbabwe. Just like I was so glad when I saw after the election in South Africa, when I saw the Malema and that day Sheila all going up in Parliament congratulating Ramaphosa for winning the presidency, and everybody focusing on South Africa to say let's move on forward. And it also happened when you are in America. I remember Hillary Clinton, despite all the shenanigans that occurred on that election, she went on to embrace Trump and said, look, America first, let bygones be bygones, let's move on forward and prosper America. This is the thing, and this is the thinking that we need to actually cultivate in Zimbabwe.
But people are saying the election was stolen. That's the problem. Maybe that's the basis of the whole kind of, issue, you know?
My brother, people were given chances to bring a fourth V11 and everything, and they went to court themselves and they lost the case. Right now, President Mnangagwa is recognized all over the world, even including by America itself. the United Nations, the African Union, Saban. So what is the point of, why is there nobody, even the countries that seem to hate us, who have actually embraced the, I mean, the election results, and they've embraced the fellow as the rightful president of Zimbabwe. So why are we keep on betting on imaginary things like stolen and stolen? Yet this same person is being embraced all over. There's no country, not even one, that has come out and said, no, we are not recognizing the president of Zimbabwe because the elections are stolen. Not even one. So why are you not moving forward? You see, I was even today I tweeted on Shamisa's wall, telling him about the story in the Bible. If you remember, David was actually anointed to be king while Saul was still alive and king. So David did not become king. He first waited for Saul to finish his mandate as king, but yet he was already anointed by Samuel. But because Saul was there, David did not rush to go into the palace. He waited first until Samuel finished his mandate, and then he came in later after that. I was thinking to someone, say, why don't you wait as well? Let Saul finish his mandate, and then maybe one day we might begin to see something positive in you. But right now, the way you are fighting and making things worse like this, we are not believing in you at all.
Thank you.
And that is the point. We need to give each other a chance. We need to give the president a chance and all focus. If we critically, let's critically positively by proffering a solution and suggesting
that we can
drive our economy forward.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Tateke, ubaba, usposiso, ekuman, kunapa. Ubaba, usposiso, kunjan.
Siyaphila bakudube njani?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Wena ubona njani udaba lwezibapho ukuthi amafutha ezimota ahlale ekhuphuka nje ongapheliyo?
Hayi, edube lento izwisa ubuhlungu, kodwa ke vele okusalayo ukuthi into engiyibonayo laphana vele amafutha emoto ngathi a-owner umuntu oyi-one noma ngoyimnangagwa noma ngibani. Ongakuthi ngabe bayadinga amakhampani amaningi azokwazi ukuthi enze i-competition every day. And uhulumende wakhona othi ukhona akakhontroli yonke into, ukubonisa khona ukuthi lento vele ngeyakhe, okwenza ukuthi angavali ukukhuphuka kwamafutha emoto. Yini ngoba uma kukhuphuka kwamafutha emoto kukhuphuka yonke into, ukudla kuyakhuphuka, i-transport iyakhuphuka. Manje abantu bayophila njani ngaphezu kwalokhu uthi uyawina ukhetho? Mina angikuboni lokhu ukuthi i-ZANU-P F nje kuphela isiswele ukuthi ngenza njani. Isiziphilele ukuthi kudle bona kuphela. Siyahlupheka duke sisemazweni sibizwa ngazo zonke inhlamba esiyizwe, kodwa nasekhaya kuyashisa. Akubonisi ukuthi mhlambe kungaba noshintsho ukuthi kube ngcono. Hayi, lokhu kusishoma kusiya phambili. Manje siyogcina ngani?
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mfowethu. Ungathini kusasa Sibusiso?
Siyabonga.
Yes, so according to Sibusiso, the only fix would be to have many companies to deal in fuel, and maybe that could be some kind of competitive field so that as many people can import fuel as possible. So I think the government actually opened that, and maybe the regulation part of it is through the energy authority. Mm-hmm. So that maybe that's where the problem is.
Yes, let's take a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, Sisimazi Makabiwe.
Ai, wathi tukutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Na bragibisawo, unjani zvo?
Nyapela mfowethu tete.
Muri kutaura na Godfrey apa, ndiri paSouth Africa.
Taurai tinzwi.
Nyaya yacho yemafuta yakatiomera munhu wese. Chinonetsa ndechekuti ukanzwa vakuru vedava vana Chuma vachitaurawa, handizoti vari kuraramira kunyika iki. The same song yavaingoimba iyoyo vachitaura kuti ha toda kudai namanje vachitongozviita, vachitongoimba the same song. Handizoti havagoni kukombozwa imwe song here rinani inonzikwa nevanhu.
Saka poitwa sei apa? Imi zvii zvamungada kuona zvichiitwa kuti zvinhu zvifambe?
Ngavaridzi kuti ivo fuel yakwira apa, ivo ndo vanenge ivo havatamburepa. Manzwa muteereri ambotaura paya kuti ndege inotakura vanhu 150 but inoenda nemunhu one. Saka zvinhu zvakadari izvozvozvo zvinongoramba zvichienda nekuda kwokuti ivo havabvume kuti zvinhu hazvina zvashata, vanenge vachingoti zvinhu zviri right.
Aiwa, mashoko makukutu, tunokutenda ichaizokola.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Ngwenya, minu kana muchiripo panare. Vangwenya.
Chiripo.
Ehe, mumbo tibatira omanzi kwa shuruputa ura kola izi, mungati chii, neza harikuta ura.
Aicho kwa rino kuti vanhu vanotonga zvano pefu vagara vanhu vanogora vachingotaura kuti chazodai kana ivo handiti vari kuti vane mandate vakavhoterwa navanhu saka kana pane crisis vari kuti kuzvinzi kunetsa vari kutsvagira chamisa kutsvagira chii ngavagadzisiwe nokuti ndo vakatiwa mukana wokutonga saka kana wakanzi unotonga kana uri mubhora uri muground chitamba tamba kana wachitadza vanogara vabhenji saka ndiona soto kuti nini kana vakabvuma kuti vataga kutsvagwa munhu akazvimirira ega anovagarisa pasi ivo vachamisa navanhu navanangagwa hazviite kuti nangagwa adaidze chamisa nokuti chamisa ari kutoti iwe wacho uri kudaidza ndiwo une mhosva yekudibirira vetsarudzo saka vari kubvuma kuti pane problem zvekutaura navachuma izvi zvekuti tichadiito kudai takazozvidwa kudhara legitimacy yagara haipo hazviri kuti kana pasina legitimacy nyika dzisi dzotaura kuti hapana legitimacy saka kana ivo vachitonga kana vachiti vari kugona kutonga vatanetsana nachamisa nokuti chamisa akagara kunze kumaspetira haana kana kutombogara pabhenji saka sekuona kwangu havazivi kuti dambudziko riri kupi ende kana dokta achitaura newe usingazivi kuti urunzwa chii hapana zvaangaita saka vanhu vezanu havazivi kuti chii chiri kukanganisika munyika hapana kana purani yavanayo ivo chavanoda kungokubiridzira mari masarudzo chedu saka kana ngavatosiyana nazvo nokuti vari kuramba vachingokanganisazvi vanhu vanogona vaguma vanoguma vagumbuka vanhu vakutemana nematombo musiriri vanhu vakufa saka ngavachirega zvavo zvichakanaka kana kuti ngavatitsvage munhu anovagarisa pasi nekuti vanhu vanoziva kugadzita nyika variko asi havakwanisi kupinda munyika rava yezanupiefu yavo yakunyura mvura iyi.
Thank you very much. Please stay on the line. I think you have a caller.
Yes, I've got a caller. Paul Ndlovu. Baba Paul Ndlovu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani mfakazi?
Siyaphila kakhulu. Yey, kuyahlupa amafutha emoto. Ezi moto. What is babuthini ngakho konoko?
Yazi ukuhlupha kwamafutha ezi moto and ngapha ukuthi nje konke okuhlupha ekhaya jikelele. Ngibona ngazathi mhlawumbe i-government ayisela maqhinga okuthi lento esingazilungisa kanjani. So yeah ngendlela embona ngakhona mina igovernment yeZimbabwe yabona kahle kahle ukuzehlisa mawusehlekile angibona ukuthi ungaba inkinga bona abazehlise bavuma ukuthi hayi sibe sizama but sokusehlule ukuthi sivuselele ilizwe sele bahlule I'm sure ngicabanga futhi ukuthi le ndlela abalithatha ngayo ilizwe balithatha bengakwazi ukuthi balithatha belisa kuphi bapho ukugqeba nje ipower but ukuthi bakuthi bazenzani after that babe ngelawo lawo maqhinga yikho nje ubona namanje ukuthi bayemuva oba phambili oba yenzeni ngabala plan bona bathatha ipower then kwaphela lapho but abala plan ngelizwe yikho nje ubona izinga lihlupha ngale ndlela ngoba abala plan.
So ubona andikahlupha khonoko pokulungiswa njani 1 minute.
Indlela abangalungisa ngayo ndase ngithi mina kabazehlise bavuma ukuthi hayi sathatha ilizwe singazi ukuthi ukubusa ilizwe akufuni ukuhlula ukuthi ilizwe ulihluthuni ilizwe uma ulithatha ukuthi ulibuse kumele ulithathe ngendlela e-right or ma kuwukuthi mhlawumbe subonile ukuthi uyehlulekile vuma ukuthi hayi thina siyehlulekile sinasazi lokhu nalokhu but-ke sesicela ukuthi mhlawumbe ilizwe silibisele back to ebantwini abantu bakhethe bona inkokheli esingakwazi ukuthatha ilizwe zilise phambili nothi ukomelela entweni yobonaka ukuthi vele angeke uzeyikhona ngoba vele kahle kahle kona ayikho into abangayenza ilizwe liphethe zimpuphuthe zabazi ukuthi kahle kahle bayabo bonke beyi-2 abantu abaphethe laphana esikhuluma iqiniso abazi ukuthi ilizwe ulithatha la ulise kuphi isolution okwabantu abanayo isolution nje abangabanayo ukuthi abavuma ukuthi bathathe ilizwe balibisele back ebantwini kube ngabantu abazodecide i-future yezimbabwe.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Paul Ndlovu ungathi nakusasa ba
ngibongele nami.
Yeah, so in brief Paul Ndlovu saying the government has actually failed to run the country and the best thing is to just humble themselves and say we have failed. And then we have a new kind of setup, you know.
Yeah. I think we have a caller. Hello, caller. I understand he dropped, but let me take this opportunity to just acknowledge some of those that are following us on our VOA Shona Facebook page before we go back to our guest to wrap up. We have our top fans that are here, and also our regular fans. We thank you. And some are always asking, how do you get a badge of being a top fan? You have to be following and commenting and sharing the live feed. Cornelius Musitu, thank you very much. Zulu, 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 thank you. Chemistry Moyo, thank you very much. Parazai Ian Matongo, thank you. Egias Movindi, our top fan, thank you very much. We were not able to call you today, but we will definitely call you in future. Mutengo, Robson Jojo is here, but I hear Courtney is back. Hello, caller.
Come on, you know.
Taura itins, we took Taura nani.
Oh, nikuluma ukuti.
Okay, ufuna ukulume itindebele.
Ah, masculine is sure, masculine is sure.
Oh, I hear
you. I think
I watch better Makadarum Kulum and a Gibbs at Panapa since Kulum, a Gibbs
Kulum, Uber and Jacob Wesale. Ask him again, no offices. What? Could not be
that is a game, Kumaz, not as a Zambodona. But basically, it was just, you know, saying that he feels that there should be an open market for anybody to import fuel. Otherwise, this problem will keep persisting.
Right, let's go back to Mr. Joseph Chuma. Mr. Joseph Chuma, we have been hearing people that that are saying your party has literally failed. And this question is based on the fact that maybe you've been in the ZANU-PF system for a long time. Now, the question is, we heard long back that there was this economic system called ESAP. Thereafter, we had many other blueprints, including ZIMPREST, ZIMASSET, you know, even projects like the Jatropa one, then comes the Command Agriculture. And people are saying all those actually failed. And they're saying it's because the ZANU-PF is incapable of running a country. So now they're saying that's why people are in such a fix. Just your quick response on that.
But my simple response is that the reason why I keep on mentioning that it's time we do development and have even Chinese are coming on board and we're all working together. And people are saying, no, why should you not? Because you've been given the mandate. Let me explain what it means. Even if right now Chinese have become the president and MDC is the ruling party, if we decide not to play the ball and sabotage him, you'll be in the same situation with us right now. Do you know how it actually happens? For the country's economy to thrive, there's need for foreign direct investment, there's need for engagement with everybody. But look at it this way now. We are having people in NDC, super people. Just yesterday, I was watching a video of a Job Sikala, who happens to be the vice chairman of NDC, actually making threats on Twitter, saying that I'm giving Emerson another 2 weeks to take the call, to take this phone and call a Chamisa, our president. If he doesn't do that, okay, we're coming to the streets, we're going to remove him, violently. And now, we have an investor who wants to come to Zimbabwe, genuinely. And we've seen such a situation. Do you think that person is going to come and pay money in Zimbabwe while there are threats of unrest and wars and stuff like that? They will not do that. So it becomes difficult for us as a Zimbabwean government to implement things that are going to take corrective measures. We need the investor who will come here and put plans even for manufacturing medicine, manufacturing cars and stuff like that. How will they come to Zimbabwe when other people are making threats every day? So we are not living in fear to say anytime anything can actually start, can just erupt and we can be in a situation where there is civil war or something like that.
Mr. Chuma, I think we'll have to hold your horse there, you know, and just ask Mr. Ngwenya Kungopinda 2 minutes, 2 seconds. Ngotoro, Nemas Gatoro, Navachuma, Mwaona, see.
Ya, nukuti kana urumende ine corruption, kana urumende isina mandate, kana urumende ichiramba kuti haigoni, kuti inogona, vari vachiti vanogona, ivo vasingagoni, hapana chinhu chingafamba, saka ngavagadzirise zvavakatanga ivo kukanganisa kwacho.
Aiwa, tinokutendai.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Time is out. Sorry, we're out of time.
Yeah.
We should thank our guests, Mr. Joseph Chuma and Mr. Joyce Gwenya. Selling office keeps to be in Washington, D.C. Good night, Zimbabwe.
I'm Marvelous Mflanganya, who is saying, hey, let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk. Ngati kurukurei. Bye-bye.